Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Oh, hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. This is the Jazz Queen, and I'm so excited about today. I'm here with Rhonda and Crazy Smooth Mike. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How's everything going with you guys today?
Fine. How was the fest yesterday?
Oh, the festival was nice. I mean, I got there late. I got there about 9 o'clock. I had to start at 6 o'clock. But
we got
a chance to see Norman Brown and the Rippingtons with the Eric Morenthau. And he was there with them. And who else? Well, I got to talk to Mike Phillips. And we sat down and talked to Norman. And Mesa hung out backstage with everybody and was just tripping out and having a good time. So it wound up being a good experience. It was nice.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. Well, today we do not have an artist on, but what we are doing today, we are giving away 5 autographed copies of Gerald Albright's brand new CD, Cushion the Envelope, thanks to the generosity of his biggest fan, Miss Rhonda, who is also a fan co-host. So, Rhonda, let me welcome you to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for donating the CDs. And she is also providing the questions. So we will be asking 5 questions, and we have a bonus question as well. And let me give you the email address. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you the question. The first caller that calls in with the correct answer will win a CD. The bonus questions includes an autographed CD plus a copy of the Gerald's Sax for Stacks CD as well. So you will receive a bonus CD with the bonus question. The phone number to call in is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. The chat room is filling up, so come and join us in the chat room as well. Go to talkingsmoothjazz.com. Click on the TSJ radio show page and then the play chat button under the Gerald Albright show. The email, get a pencil and paper ready for the email. If you call in and you win, you will be sending your name and address to this email, gafansonly@gmail.com. That's gafansonly@gmail.com. That's where you will send your name and address to receive, so that you can receive your CD. All right, Miss Rhonda.
Yes.
Again, thank you so much for the generosity of donating these CDs. This is so cool, so cool. Let's go ahead and give out the first question, and then I want to talk to you about how you became such a fan of Gerald Albright's. So go ahead and give out the first question.
Okay, the first question, we're going to start off with an easy one. The first question is, who was Gerald Albright's influence on the bass guitar?
All right, who was Gerald Albright's influence on the bass guitar? 646-716-5485. First person to call in with the correct answer wins a CD. All right, Miss Rhonda, tell us, how did you become such a fan of Gerald's?
I guess it was 1999. It was shortly after Pleasures of the Night came out. And I went to see my other number one. Yes, I'm fanatical about someone other than Gerald. and that was Will Downing. And when I went to see Will Downing, at first, Gerald was an interruption to my Will Downing watching. I just wanted him to, you know, play so I could watch Will. And then, but think about it, I went to 3 shows in 1 weekend, and by the 2nd show, I started to listen actually to what Gerald was doing. And being raised on Count Basie and Duke Ellington, things of that nature, I really got into what he was playing. And I noticed that he's a master at call and response. So the dialogue that was going on between Will singing and Gerald playing was something beyond my wildest dreams. So, like I said, I started to pay attention to Gerald, and then I would always go see him when he was with Will. And then I guess a little later on, I started to go see him independently.
Okay. And let me tell you that Rhonda personally made sure that the CDs were signed by Gerald. Where was he at when he signed them?
He was in New York. He did a little in-store at J&R Records. And I had a girlfriend that lives in New York, and unfortunately she had to work that day and couldn't go. So I hopped on the bus and went up, enjoyed a couple of songs from the new CD, got them signed, and came on home.
This is a true fan. I'm telling you, she is a true fan. I think you beat Boney Fan Carol. I really do.
Oh, I don't know about that.
True fan she is. Okay. The question is, who was Gerald Albright's influence on the bass guitar? 646-716-5485, the first caller with the correct answer wins a CD. Now, we are going to give you some hints. Miss Rhonda, do you have a hint for this one? Oh, wait a minute. We have a call. All right.
Well, let's see what they got first.
Let's see who this is. Okay, area code 623. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, it's Lori.
Hey, Lori. How you doing?
I'm okay. I think I have the answer.
What is it, Lori?
Okay.
Louis Johnson.
Yay!
Of the Brothers Johnson.
Yes, good old Thunder Thumbs himself. You are absolutely
exactly
correct. Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Congratulations, so, Lori.
Thank you so much. This is wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are so welcome. So now you're going to send your name and address to gafansonly@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, congratulations.
Okay, great show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, Lori.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we have our first winner, Miss Lori. Congratulations. All right, what's the next question?
Okay, the next question today is, Gerald had a cameo in a movie starring a cast member from the TV sitcom Saved by the Bell. Name the movie.
Ooh. Okay. What question? What number is that?
Okay, that is number. One moment. That is number 8.
8. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Gerald.
Yes. That's number 8.
Number
absolutely.
8. Okay, so let me repeat that. Gerald had a cameo in a movie starring a cast member from the TV sitcom Saved by the Bell. Name the movie. 646-716-5485 for that answer. Okay, let's listen to some music from the CD while we wait for our caller to call in. The CD was released on June 15th, and Mike and I had the pleasure of interviewing Gerald and his daughter Selena last month, I believe that was. So you can go back and listen to that interview by going to blogtalkradio.com and searching for Gerald Albright, and that will come up, and you can check that interview out. All right, I'm going to play track number 1 from the CD called What Would James Do?
Thank you. We'll be right back.
All right. That was What Would JB Do from Joe Albright's new CD, Pushing the Envelope. So we left with a question. Rhonda, you want to go ahead and give the question again?
Yes. The question is, Gerald had a cameo in a movie starring a cast member from the TV sitcom Saved by the Bell. Name the movie. And just to give you a hint, the movie stars Lark Voorhees and Kadeem Hardison.
Lark Voorhees and Kadeem Hardison. Come on, people. You guys know this. The number is 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485.
That's a hard question because I don't even know what movie Kadeem Hardison has been in. It's a different world, okay? I mean, that's a trivia question. What was his last movie, you know?
I didn't say it was recent, Mike.
but that's the tricky part about it, you know?
Yes, and let me just say that these questions have been approved by Gerald. Rhonda sent the questions over to Gerald, and he read them over and approved them. So they have been approved by Gerald, and we're just waiting on our caller for the next CD to give away. This is great,
wow.
Rhonda. I'm enjoying this.
Yes, definitely. I just wanted to get one of those approved by Kadeem, you know, because, I mean, Kadeem might know the way. He's probably wondering which one was his last movie. He didn't even know the answer to this question, you know?
And it's probably a movie that you've seen and didn't, you know, and won't know until we give you the answer. So we do have a caller. Okay, area code 301, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi.
Hi,
it's
who's
Press.
This? Oh, hey, Press.
Hey.
And look, it is not, what did you say?
Clueless.
What did she
no.
say? No, it's not Clueless, Press.
But I know. It's Fire and Ice.
Woo! Yes, that is it. That is it.
Well, congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All
and
right,
thank
Press.
You, Ms. Lori.
Oh, Lori's helping out. Good job, Lori.
Lori, stop cheating. No cheating, Lori.
I just said thank you.
She told you to answer. No cheating. Okay, so Chris, please send your name and address to gafansonly@gmail.com, and I'll post that again in the chat room.
Okay. Thank
Alrighty.
You.
Thank you for calling. Congratulations.
Okay.
Thank you.
Back
All
in
right.
the chat room.
All righty. All right. Okay. That's two down and three to go. All right.
So that was the name of the movie was called Fire and Ice?
Yes, Fire
yes.
and Ice.
Okay.
And truthfully, outside of Gerald's cameo, that's pretty much all you wanted to watch in that movie.
Okay. So basically, that was a straight-to-DVD movie, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay, there we go. All right.
That's why I never saw it. It went right to DVD, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Miss. Hello, Miss Ann. Let me welcome the chat room, people. Amazon Princess, Andrew Harris, Ann J, Bonnie Fan Carroll, C.D. McGee, Cress O'Neill, Hope and Stuff, Lori and Torque 64. Thank you all for coming to the chat room and hanging out. Again, you can join us in the chat room by going to TalkingSmoothJazz.com, clicking on the TSJ Radio Show page, and then the Play Chat button underneath the Gerald Albright show. The phone number again is 646-716-5485. All right, Miss Rhonda.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me go to another song before you give the next question.
Okay.
All right. This is Get on the Floor.
My favorite. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Get on the Floor. And according to Gerald's liner notes, Get on the Floor, the arrangement of this song is a tribute to the life and accomplishments of the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. His approach and dedication changed music forever and touched my life immensely. Thank you, Michael. All right, that was Get on the Floor. Okay, Ms. Rhonda, what's the next question?
Okay, first let me ask you a question. Would you like me to give the bonus now? Because I know it's going to take them a while to get it.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The bonus question is, I'm sure you all are familiar with the game 6 Degrees of Separation. This is 4 Degrees of Separation. It's from Gerald Albright to Norman Lear, the TV producer, just to give you a small hint.
Okay. So that's it? Gerald Albright to Norman Lear.
Right. So basically what we're doing is there are 4 steps in between Gerald Albright and Norman Lear. And to give you an example, let's say it was from me to a cake. It would be mix it up, put it in the pan, put it in the oven. It's a cake. So it's from one step, one place to another, and it's 4 degrees. How do we get there? How are they related?
Okay, let's get, right?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Mike?
This is through people, like,
it's through people, or for instance, it could be from me to you, and that would be music, Terry, you. Get it? How did I get to you? What steps did I take to get to you?
Okay.
And it comes from a movie that I believe that Will Smith was in.
Okay, that's a good clue. All right.
Okay.
So is that going to be your first clue, your first hint?
Well, yes, that's it. It's Gerald Albright to Norman Lear, and just in case anybody doesn't know who Norman Lear is, he is a TV producer, and he's known for creating shows like All in the Family.
Jefferson.
Right, the Jefferson.
Back in the Sun, everything back in the day, yeah.
Right, Maude. So that's it for now. But
okay.
I will give – you want me to give another question that they can answer immediately?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
While they think about that one, yes.
This one we will make relatively easy. What instrument did Gerald originally take lessons for as a child?
What instrument did Gerald originally take lessons for as a child? 646-716-5485. All right. So, Mike, do you have any questions for Rhonda?
No, I have no questions for Rhonda right now. No, I'm just, you know, I'm in amazement at these questions and mad that I can't answer them and get another free CD.
Okay. All right, then let's go to some more music while we wait for those calls to come in. All right, the next song. What's your other favorite, Rhonda?
I would have to say Beautiful Like You with Gerald and Will Downing from the CD Live to Love. Or Smooth.
Okay.
I'm sorry, one of the two. Anything Gerald Albright is my favorite, so it really doesn't matter.
All right, then. Well, let's go with Bobo's Groove.
Sounds good to me.
We have a call. Well, we have a call. Let's take this call first.
Okay.
All right, caller, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is BJ.
Hey, BJ.
How are you?
I'm
okay. Living in SoCal, we've got great weather for a Sunday afternoon.
All right. Now, there's 2 questions. The first one was the bonus question, Gerald Albright to Norman Lear.
Yeah.
And the other question was, what instrument did Gerald originally take lessons for as a child? So which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to work and go for the easy one.
Okay.
Okay. I was going to work on the bonus question. I'm going to say piano.
Absolutely, that is correct.
Yay!
Congratulations.
I haven't played anything in years. This is great.
Well, congratulations, BJ. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. I try to listen to you guys on the weekends when I can. You guys put on some great shows and interviews. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Now, let me give you the email because I don't think you're in the chat room.
No,
so
I'm not.
All right, let me give you the email address to send your name and address.
Okay.
It's gafansonly@gmail.com.
Got it.
All right.
All right. Thank you, guys, and keep up the great work. We love you guys out here in SoCal.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you.
All righty. Bye.
Congratulations again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great.
All right. That's three down and two to go. We still have the bonus question out there, which is 4 degrees of separation, Gerald Albright to Norman Lear. Okay, let's give another question, and then I'll go to the song.
Okay, let's see. We've done 4 degrees of separation. Okay, Gerald Albright did a pilot for a talk show with a popular 80s sitcom actor. Name the actor.
All right, Gerald Albright did a pilot for a talk show with a popular 80s sitcom actor. Name that actor.
No.
This is Bobo's Groove. All right. That was Bobo's Groove. And we do have a call for the next question, area code 609. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, Terry.
Hello, Miss Carol. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Okay, we have two
Hi,
questions
Rhonda.
Out there.
Hi, Carol.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good, Rhonda. How are you doing? You're doing good, girl.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Ms. Rhonda, you want to give out the question again?
Sure. Carol, what question were you calling, the bonus or the other one?
No, not the bonus. Oh, no.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Okay.
No, the other one. The
I got it. I'll read it. It is, Gerald Albright did a pilot for a talk show with a popular 80s sitcom actor. Name the actor.
Is the actor Meshach Taylor?
Yes. Yes.
Yay.
Woo-hoo. Congratulations.
That's from Designing Women, right?
Yes, very much so.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Yay.
Congratulations, Carol.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Carol. I know you and Laurie probably on the computer work from Google. I'm probably Googling everything.
Yeah, okay, Mike. That's good. That's fun. All right, thank you. So I just, what do I do?
You would email me your information. It's in the chat room, but it's also gafansonly@gmail.com.
Okay, great. Okay, great.
Okay.
I'll do it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, girl.
Okay. That's in the room I go. Okay, see you. See you, Mike.
Bye.
All right. So we have one more CD left to give away. We've given away four CDs already to Lori, Chris, BJ, and Carol. Congratulations to you guys. I just wanted to read the dedication about Bobo's Groove that Gerald wrote in the liner notes. This song is dedicated to the life and music of Willie Bobo. I had the pleasure of being his bassist and saxophonist for several years. I thank him for his support of my musical growth and for his true friendship and brotherhood. All right. Let's give out another clue for the Gerald Albright to Norman Lear question.
Okay. I will give out a clue. One of the steps or one of the players in the four degrees of separation is Quincy Jones.
Now, remember, this is the bonus question, and this question comes also with the Sax for Stacks CD as well. So you're going to get two CDs with this one. All right? The phone number is 646-716-5485. 4 degrees of separation, Gerald Albright to Norman Lear, and one of the hints is Quincy Jones.
Yes.
All righty. So, Miss Rhonda, where are you headed next to see Gerald? Because I know you're on tour with him.
My next stop would be Ohio in August, and that's a bonus pack trip. I not only get to see Gerald, I get to see Jeff Gullup, Kirk Whalum, and Peter White. So I'll be seeing Sax for Stacks for the second time this year.
Oh, Peter White is Lori's man. Okay,
yes,
that's Lori's man. Mm-hmm.
Although Lori's been cheating with Howard Hewitt.
Oh, she just put it out there. Oh, Lori.
I love you, Lori.
Oh, she just put your business all out the streets, Lori. Okay, let's, I don't know, we have one CD left, and I really want to try to give away the CD on this bonus question. You guys, you guys can figure this one out. Come on, you can figure this one out. Gerald Albright to Norman Lear, 4 degrees of separation, and the hint is Quincy Jones. All right. So I don't know. Mike, Rhonda, what do you think? Should we give out another question, or should we stick with this bonus question?
I think we give out another question.
Okay. Because
the bonus question, I think they're going to be stuck on that one for a while. So we can give out another question.
Okay, here we go. Let's see, which one would we like to do? Okay. No, I saw that answer in the chat room, so I can't give that one. Okay. How many times has Gerald been nominated for a Grammy, and for what CDs?
Oh, wow. Ooh. That's a good question.
All right. How many times has Gerald been nominated for a Grammy, and for what CDs? All right, next song. Let's see. The next song is Cape Town Strut.
Thank you.
right. That was Cape Town Strut. We do not have a call yet for our last question. How many times has Gerald been nominated for a Grammy and for what CDs? Do you want to give a hint on this one?
Or would you like me to give the answer and go to another question? The next one's relatively easy. They should be able to get this one.
Okay.
It's up to you. You tell me.
Well, you really do that. I can get this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Here is the answer. Gerald has been nominated for 4 Grammys. The CDs were Bermuda Nights, New Beginnings, Sax for Stacks, and Dream Come True.
All righty.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Let's go with the next question.
Here is the next question. What Gerald Albright song has been released 3 times on different CDs? Name the CDs. And here's a hint. They were all Gerald CDs. They weren't something that he released on a compilation. They were all Gerald CDs.
What Gerald Albright song has been released 3 times and name the CDs? Ooh, wow. All right, anybody know that one? 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. So, Ms. Rhonda, tell me, why did you want to do this? I mean, why do you – I know why you what you do, but why did you want to give these CDs away?
Normally what I do, because a lot of artists they make their money touring. A lot of artists, especially smooth jazz artists, don't sell the amount of CDs that I believe, or I'm sure the rest of us in the chat room believe as well, they should sell. So my way of helping is I buy multiple copies and I give them away. It may be to my family members. It may be to people that I meet on the internet that are in other countries. And this was just one of the avenues that I use in order to spread the word in my own little way.
And how many CDs of Gerald's did you buy?
This time, 16. I'm not done, but that's the number right now.
Say she's not done.
No, I'm not
okay.
Done.
And you told me that 13 CDs were being held for you at the bookstore where Gerald was signing?
It was 15. What I did was I noticed a lot at the larger stores, they don't necessarily get as many CDs as I would like to purchase in. So I have to either go to a lot of different stores or I try to find one that has it. And because he was going to appear in New York, I figured they will probably have more with the other than the other stores. So I called them maybe a couple of days before and asked them for 15 copies. And they checked, they had them, and they held them for me. So when I got there, I had my list ready so I could open them up and have the post-its on them for signing, got my copies, and I was all set to go.
Wow. That's so cool. That's so cool what you do. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I thank you for that. Thank you for that, and thank you so much for the generosity of donating 5 CDs to give away today.
No problem.
I really appreciate that. All right, so we still have a question out there. 2 questions. The bonus question is still out, 4 degrees of separation, Gerald Albright to Norman Lear, and a hint was Quincy Jones. Do you want to give another hint for this one?
Is no other hint. If I give another hint, I'm going to give it away.
Okay.
Oh, well,
all
actually,
right.
No. I can give another hint. The first hint was Quincy Jones. I think the second hint could be Fish-Eyed Fool.
What was that?
Fish-Eyed Fool.
Ah, Fish-Eyed Fool. Now, if you guys don't know that one, Mike already mentioned it. So if you don't know that one, because really Mike did mention that one earlier. Fish-Eyed Fool.
If you don't
fool.
Know, we're going to take I back your card.
Yes, you did.
Look, Mike doesn't even know.
I'm lost right now. I'm getting shot down. I jumped down Quincy Jones and I jotted down the Fish-Eyed Fool thing. I'm like, look, I'm lost right there. I'm done.
Yes, you did mention this one earlier, actually.
Mike, if you don't know it, I'm revoking your fried chicken card.
Oh, Lord. You must have taken it down. I don't know.
Okay, I'll play one more song, and then we will give out the answer. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Think about it, Mike, because you mentioned it earlier, so think about it. All right, this is
My memory span is kind of short, sir. You know, I'm getting older now. I can't remember, you know, what happened 5 minutes ago.
Look, I've been there. I know what you mean. Okay. This is Close to You from Gerald Albright's Pushing the Envelope CD.
Thank you.
Okay, that was close to you.
All right.
Joel Albright. I'm laughing because I'm reading the chat room, what's going on in the chat room here. So, in reference to the bonus question, the question is 4 degrees of separation, Joel Albright to Norman Lear. Okay, so Chris wants to know, is it Red Fox or Melrose Place? So,
okay, now I got the answer, but we're going to do this.
I have to finish. So they say, Lori is like, Lori says Sanford and Son. And if Rhonda says, now tie that in with Norman Lear back to Joel Albright. Okay, Mike, what do you think the answer is?
No, okay, this is what I want to do. I'm going to get the answer. If it's right, then I don't want to take the city. What we're going to do is we'll just give the city to the first person that calls after that. Or something like that.
Okay.
I know we probably run the show on time. Now, this was given to me by a buddy of mine. I guess he just solved it with the fish eye fool. Now, Norman Lear made Sanford Son, which in turn, Quincy Jones did the theme for. And Norman Lear was also a part of the Concord Music Group, which is the label that Joel Albright was a part of.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
That's right.
That was
That's
it.
It.
So you were right.
Yeah, so it is. Joel Albright works for Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones wrote the theme for Sanford and Son. Sanford and Son was created by Norman Lear, and Norman Lear is a owner of Concord Music Group, which is Joel's record label.
So I tell you what, so we can give that one to if you want, we can give that one to Cheryl Boone. Okay, we can give that to Cheryl. Cheryl had part of the answer, and my buddy answered the other part of the answer. So they both kind of teamed up on that one. But like, if we can do that, Cheryl will get the city anyway. So we're not worried about Cheryl, okay? We're not worried about Cheryl. So what we can do is the first person to call, we can give them the city, okay?
Okay.
Well, that was great. You guys figured it out, so that was good. That was good.
Yeah, right, right. Because that wouldn't be fair for me to be the host and actually answer the question and get the city. We don't want to have a rigged competition.
That's right. That's right. That's why I said, Mike, you mentioned it earlier when you said Sanford and Son. You had mentioned part of it. All right. Rhonda, go ahead and give out another question.
Okay. We're still waiting on the song that he released 3 times. This one should be relatively easy, but then again, I guess I think they're all relatively easy. What record executive signed Gerald to his first recording contract?
646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. What record executive signed Gerald to his first recording contract? Antoine, what's the answer? I am sighing. We can't tell you the answer. You have to guess. Try and guess it. This is too much fun. I'm enjoying this one. I am enjoying this. Thank you so much, Rhonda.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, Mike, we have another 30 minutes. I added a half an hour to the show, so we have another 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
All right, and I'm going to go ahead and play another song from the CD. Again, the question is, what record executive signed Gerald to his first recording contract?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, people, come on. Y'all can do this. All right, I Found the Clue is the next song. Thank you. All right, that was I Found the Clue, and that is featuring Earl Clue, and that's on Gerald Albright's new CD, Pushing the Envelope. And from Jamaica, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you, Terry.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, so, and the question was, I forgot, where's the question? What record executive signed Gerald to his first recording contract?
It was Sylvia Rhone.
That's it.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
That is it. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. So I will put the email address in the chat room where you should send your name and address to have the CD sent to you.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, Antoine. I'm calling from Jamaica. Jamaica, West Indies in the Caribbean.
All right.
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Ann.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All righty. You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, that's all of the CDs. We still have, Rhonda, you still want to try to give away the Sacks for Stacks CD?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, go ahead with the next question.
Okay. I am sure that, let's see, I'm going to hold that. Now, we still have the one about the song being released three times that we have not gotten an answer for, but I will give out another one. Gerald Albright plays sax on what American Idol contestant's debut CD?
What, say it again? What, American Idol?
Okay. Gerald Albright plays sax on what American Idol contestant debut CD. So what contestant
wow.
on right. And it's a whole bunch of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And
that's
I have cool. a good clue for this one, but I'm not gonna say it.
Now Robin, can I answer the one about the three songs?
Sure.
Can I give it a shot? Was it Georgia on Mine?
That is the song. What are the CDs?
We got somebody back there complaining tonight. They're not getting through. Okay, they said they're not getting through the line. Okay.
646.
Yeah, look,
646-545.
I got to argue with this woman. Yes, I got to argue with this woman about not being able to get through the lines. Okay, she got to be quick, sorry. I got her.
Cheryl, did you have an answer?
Oh, my bad. Hey, Terry. Yes. I called music. I had that one, Big Mouth. Then just now, I'm trying to hit one and get in, and he just said, oh, can I give an answer to it? I'm over your boy. I'm over your boy.
Oh.
Sir, she wasn't quick on the draw, okay?
That
was over there. No, that one. Was that it?
No, this one.
Yeah, okay.
I'm always quick. Mike knows that. You know that.
Sorry. She didn't hit them buttons fast enough. All she had to do was just dial in the number and hit the number one. That's it.
I got to wait for the lady to finish up.
Listen, sorry, we're going to the next question right now, okay? We're wasting too much time on this. We need to go to the next question immediately.
I'm out.
Okay?
I'm out.
Okay, so are we disqualifying the Georgia question?
Which
yeah.
Was
that was the.
They still haven't named the CDs, although Lori is doing a good job spreading the word in the chat room.
Okay, so the question was, what Gerald Albright song has been released three times, and you also had on here name the release date.
Well,
so
actually, that's too hard. So I'll just
okay.
If they tell me the CDs, that'll be good.
Okay, so the first one is Georgia. So there's two more CDs.
Actually, no. Georgia is the
okay.
song. There are three different CDs that it was released on.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And we still have the American Idol question out.
Oh, I have a really good clue for that.
Since my friend Cress is so, on to Melrose Place, I'm going to switch this question up.
Gerald and Joe Sample performed at a jazz club on Melrose Place named the Jazz Club.
Ooh, all right, Chris. Now you should get that one.
So anybody that answers, the first person to answer any one of those three questions, they will get sex for sex.
Okay. All right. So, oh, goodness. All right, I'm going to play one more song, and then we'll come back to the questions. And if no one has answered the questions, we'll just go ahead and give the answers. All right?
Okay.
Okay, the next song is Embrace the Spirit. All right, that was Embrace the Spirit.
All right. That was a good one.
Okay. All right, Ms. Rhonda.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead and give the answers? Mike, do you want to try to guess?
No, Mike can't play anymore.
No, oh, you can't play anymore, Mike. He would win anyway, but you can't play anymore, Mike. Okay.
I wouldn't. I didn't get none of those answers on my own. Believe me. I'm taking. I got a miss from somebody else that gave me the answers.
Okay, right. Here we go. Gerald and Joe Sample performed at a fictitious club on Melrose Place. Name the club. The club was the Upstairs Jazz Club.
And look, I put the answer in the question in the chat room. So it was there.
Yes, Amanda and Kyle opened a jazz club, and one of the first groups that they had was Joe Sample and Gerald Albright.
Wow.
And before you give the answer to the American Idol question,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give my clue and see if anybody can guess from there. So do the next question.
If it's anything like the Melrose clue, they'll get it. Okay. What Gerald Albright song has been released 3 times and on what CDs? The original question asked for the release dates, but I figured that was too hard, so I'll give you all of it. The song was Georgia. It was released on New Beginnings, 3/28/06, Live at Birdland West, 11/12/91, and The Very Best of Gerald Albright on 6/19/01.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to give out the phone number again for this last question, because I think once I give you this clue, you're going to get it. The number is 646-716-5485. Okay, Rhonda, give the question.
Okay, the question is, Gerald Albright plays sax on what American Idol contestant's debut CD?
Think of Screaming.
I'm sorry.
That's all I have
to
say. Think of Screaming. Mm-hmm.
Was Prince on American Idol?
This contestant screams when they sing. That's how I think of it. So think of Screaming. Mm-hmm. 646-716-5485.
I was just thinking that maybe we should do another contest and make these trivia questions about Kadeem Hardison. Kadeem Hardison has been in my mind since we began this show. Truly, after Different World, I mean, what has that brother done since A Different World? That's a trivia question in itself, okay?
Mary Shantae Moore, that's about it.
There you go.
He did a sitcom. He did another sitcom after that.
Brothers from another planet or something like that?
Oh, no.
That wasn't
remember
it?
The guy that Tisha Campbell is married to, he was in it.
Oh, Dwayne
and,
Martin. Patti LaBelle was on it. Was it Patti LaBelle, too?
That was Fuller Tucci, right?
They were roommates.
And
the guy that played on, oh, my gosh, what's the name of that show? It just went right out of my head.
Mm.
He was a newcomer at the time. And I cannot think, was it called The Brothers? I can't remember the name of the show, but they were roommates. And Kadeem Hardison was in that sitcom.
Along
with Daryl. And
Carol said, is it The Brothers?
I don't remember if it was called The Brothers or not.
Hmm. Okay,
but the newcomer that was on, he was funny. He was really funny.
Is it okay if I give out one piece of trivia that Gerald shared at the Capitol Jazz?
Sure.
Okay. He said that originally when he toured with Anita Baker, he got the gig as a bassist. I think he said it was a couple of years before Anita Baker even knew he played the sax. He auditioned as a bass guitar player, and that's how he got the gig.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Okay, so nobody's going to try and guess the American Idol question, huh? Okay, here's another clue. It's a female. Okay, that's another clue.
Well, I hope he's a female. I hope no guy's out there screaming, singing. Well, except for the guy Adam, but I mean.
No,
you know,
she's screaming.
Well, I can see Clay screaming.
She sings.
Okay, mm-hmm. I mean, I can see Clay doing that, but, you know, that's about it. That should be pretty easy because yeah, that should be really easy, actually. I just thought about it. I just thought about the answer. That should be really easy.
You know who I'm talking about?
I know who it is. Yes, I just thought about it.
Okay, yeah. I have one more clue that I can give out. We have 8 minutes. So I'm going to give this one more clue. Okay, the clues are it's a female. She screams when she sings. At least that's how I feel. And she had her own reality show.
Oh, my God, that's so easy.
Now, if you guys don't know this one, come on now, 646-716-5485.
Can I give out a clue, Terry?
Should you what?
Can I give out a clue?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with some initials. GED.
I'm sorry.
Only Ron to get that. You know, only Ron to get that joke. Okay, you look at me.
GED?
Oh,
no,
my
yes,
goodness.
GED, yes, GED.
Okay.
Ron the only one to get that joke, I guess.
Okay, the chat room has it. The first person that calls in will get the Sax or Stack CD. Come on, chat room.
Ooh, you are bad, Mike. You are bad.
That's the best clue out there. That is the best. They can get off that clue right there. That is it, okay?
Not to that mention the fact that they are spitting out hints left and right in the chat room.
They got it.
They
need to just. Somebody needs to call in now. If you want the Sax for Stack CD, give us a call at 646-716-5485. You got the answer in the chat room. First person to call gets the other Gerald Albright CD.
And mention that my clue actually helped you get this answer, too, okay?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, that is too funny. All right. People, you have 6 minutes. Somebody, come on, Andrew, Antoine, the answer's right there in the chat room. CD?
Oh, wow.
The answer's right there. They don't want to call in.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's too funny. I don't even know the GED one. I'm going to have to get that one off air.
My goodness, Terry.
Terry, you don't know.
Look, I know she didn't finish school. Okay, is that what it is? She didn't finish school?
Ooh, by George.
Okay, see,
by George.
I don't know. I don't.
You got it. By George.
Oh, man. Wow. I tell you.
Okay, 609. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Did you say 605? Or did you mean to say 609?
I said 609.
Oh, okay.
Right. They will be calling somebody else.
I know. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Terry.
But you've already
won. Can I
just
answer? Terry.
Yes, but you can't win.
I already won, but nobody's calling. So I'm
going
to give it to you again. If you want it, take it.
Look,
okay,
give it. What's wrong with this city? She already has it.
Oh, well, okay. There's several copies of them. There's never too much Gerald Albright.
Okay,
know,
hold
know,
on. We have another
okay.
call here. Hold on.
Okay, here's
Area
call. Okay.
360. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you. Did I win? Oh,
what's your name?
Fantasia. Oh, this is Muse.
Hey, Muse. What's going on, girl?
What's going on?
Hey, Muse.
Yes,
I'm with you. Go ahead. I was like, nobody's calling. Get out of here.
Oh.
I know. Well, I called and they won't let me win, so, you know, I'll let you win. So go ahead, Muse. What's the answer? Okay. Fantasia.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yay. Oh, my God. I got it right. Oh, I am somebody. Okay.
That's
right.
Right.
Okay.
Bye, Carol.
See you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Lord have mercy, that Muse. You are too crazy. You are too crazy. Okay, yes, Muse, you have Gerald Albright. Well, she hung up. You have Gerald Albright Sax for Stack CD. And she just hung up, so.
I know.
Well, we just found her anyway, so we'll easily find Muse and get her email address, and we'll just send it to her.
Yeah. Okay. So, Muse, congratulations. And send your email, your information to gafansonly@gmail.com. Send your name and address to that email address, and she will get the Rhonda will get the CDs out to you. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, is there a way, that we can actually give Carol the Stacks for Sacks CD, too? Because, you know, I know she won earlier, but, you know, she did call in first. Is there a way we can do a double bonus and give her the CD as well?
That's up to Rhonda.
I believe that I may have an extra copy in the
house.
There
we go. All right.
This is what I will do. If I do not, when I go to Ohio, I will definitely get another one. So it may be delayed, but it will definitely come. I will do that.
There you go, Carol. Okay, there you go.
Right. All
there.
Right. There you go, Carol. You got the hookup now. All right. Okay. Wow, this has been
that was
so
my
much
girl.
Fun.
That's right. That was my girl.
Thank you so much, Rhonda, for the generosity of donating these CDs. Thank you so much.
You're
thanks
welcome.
To Joe Albright for signing each and every one of them. And thank you and congratulations to all of the winners, Bonnie Fan Carol, Chris, BJ, and Jay, and Muse. You.
And Lori.
Congratulations,
Lori
guys. And Lori. Oh, can't forget about Lori. Yes, and Lori. Congratulations on your win of these CDs. Ms. Rhonda will get them out to you as soon as she can. Rhonda, thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Yes,
it was a pleasure.
Yes, and I am so glad that you were on the show to get my joke, okay? You were the only one that got the joke. It took quite a while now. It took quite a while for that light bulb to go off up there.
I think from now on, I'll call Terry by George. That's what I'll call her. She finally got it.
Don't forget to pick up Gerald Albright's brand new CD, Pushing the Envelope. You can find that on his website, GeraldAlbright.com, and on Amazon.com. Whew, I have enjoyed this show. This has been a lot of fun. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Earls.
And Miss Rhonda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm not a host.
You missed your cue. You missed your cue.
I am so sorry.
Let's try it again. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And Rhonda.
And Rhonda. And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you tomorrow with Eric Darius. All right. Until then, keep it smooth.